Welcome to In the Middle with You, a podcast where we invite you into the day-to-day of our middle school community. I'm Gaia Altshuler, our SEL counselor here at the middle school, and my usual co-host, Tammy Cuckoo, is out of the office today, but instead we are joined by the one and only, everyone's favorite here at Oaks Christian, Jade Molina. The students know him as Mr. Mo.
Yay!
Woohoo! Our spiritual life director.
You can never replace Tammy Cuckoo, but I will do my best to fill in for her.
You know, I told Jade that at the top of this episode, I was going to remind him you have to break out in song at some point today because Tammy is famous for finding lyrics that match the moment and the topic. So no pressure. You definitely have big shoes to fill.
Yeah, you say that, no pressure, but I feel it already. No, my heart rate is elevated right now in this guy.
Jade is the one and only. No one can replace him either. So he did join us a little while back at the beginning of the year when we talked about spiritual norms and the power of the kitchen table, which was a big hit around here. But I'm excited for our topic today. But before we jump in, we do have some announcements for you. November 19th and 20th, we have our middle school play. It is going to be at 6:30 at the Bedrosian. Jade, wouldn't you say the talent here at the middle school is like nothing I've ever seen before at the middle school level? It's amazing.
Well, just, you know, just here in the not so far past, we had Guys and Dolls that the high school
did.
And that was ridiculously amazing. The talent of those high school students, which many of them came from here,
here they did.
The middle school. So when you go to the middle school plays and you support them, you are experiencing and watching, you know, potential influencers because of what they do there. So go support. It's an amazing thing. It's worth your time.
Absolutely. Come on out. November 19th and 20th. Get your tickets. And then November 21st is a very special day here at Oaks Christian.
Very special.
A longstanding tradition here at Oaks called Grandparents' Day. Jade, I feel like you're a perfect person to speak to this as someone who has been on the staff side of Grandparents' Day, but also the parent side that your kids have gone through Oaks Christian and they brought grandparents to Grandparents' Day.
Yes.
What are some memories that stick out from those experiences?
Grandparents' Day is something that is very special around here.
Yeah.
All three of my kids went through the middle school. We had 3 years, almost 5 years where we had grandparents coming supporting, and they get to see what their grandkids get to do on a day-to-day basis. I'll just talk about the magnitude of this school and the intentionality of this school, from the performing arts to the academics to the athletics, the participation in classroom settings, getting to meet their grandkids' teachers. We still talk about these today. We'll be around Christmas. We'll be around hanging out and Thanksgiving at grandparents' houses, and they'll talk about they have reference points. Hey, how was school? Is that teacher still there? Things like that. But the other thing is a lot of grandparents support financially or just support in other ways the students to be here. So it is a very special day that if you're kind of on the fence and you're not sure if you want to come, just make the decision. Get the grandparents to come. It's special for everybody. It's a good day.
I just love watching all the action in the hallways. The grandparents are so proud, and the kids are so proud to show off their day. And it's just, it's the happiest day.
Well, I'll tell you, you know, just like in any generation, to generation, there's always the older folks that have certain opinions about the younger folks and are they going to be able to do what we did? But when this has been a big conversation, when grandparents come and see what's going on here, they have a hope and an excitement and an encouragement about the younger generation coming up. So that's just another layer to the whole awesome experience. So
don't miss it. We are looking forward to it. Lastly, we want to let you know Thanksgiving break is coming up, which I hope you are excited to get some family time and to hopefully slow down and rest a little bit, or maybe you're traveling, but we want to let you know there will be no pod for Thanksgiving week, and we just want you to spend your time with family.
Yes.
All right.
Speaking of Thanksgiving, yes, right?
Speaking of Thanksgiving, that was a good transition, Jade. Speaking of Thanksgiving, our topic for today is gratitude. Hmm. Such a powerful, powerful word. A simple concept, yet incredibly transformative practice when we commit to it. Mm-hmm. So today we are going to talk about how practicing gratitude is truly guaranteed to change your well-being. Mm-hmm. Our brain is wired to look for the negative, which is challenging sometimes, but the power of gratitude is that it completely shifts our brain to do the opposite and helps us look for the good all around us. So today we are going to talk about what are the physical benefits of gratitude, what are the mental benefits of gratitude, and then lastly, what are the spiritual benefits of mm-hmm. gratitude. If we practice this as adults, as caregivers in these kids' lives, we get to model for them how powerful this is. So to start off, we're going to talk about the physical benefits. The first one that comes to mind is better sleep. Mm. And I think we all want better sleep, right? Sleep is like liquid gold for kids and adults alike.
It's liquid gold. So powerful.
But oftentimes when we lay our head down on our pillow at night, mm-hmm. that is when our racing thoughts just love to kick in. So yeah. having a nighttime gratitude practice, whether that is maybe making like a jar, like a mason jar, gratitude jar with your kids, that it has sticky notes and a pen in there. And each night we write down a few things that we're grateful for mm-hmm. before we crawl into bed, or even just listing out three things as you're falling asleep that you have gratitude for from that day. That is going to help shift your brain and calm your body to get mm-hmm. the best sleep possible.
Can I speak into that too? Because we're talking about practices, right?
Yeah.
So I think when it comes to an expression of gratitude and being mm-hmm. intentional, that we have like these kind of organic, intentional practices, like writing things down, having the jar you're talking yep. about, writing things down. But something that, and I'm going to just speak to parents, and I know that, mm-hmm. you know, all of you parents that are listening, you're all coming from different backgrounds.
Yeah.
And some of you may be really comfortable with prayer. Mm. And some of you may be like, I don't know, I'm not there yet. Yeah. And that's cool.
Yeah.
So you've got to figure out for yourself how you do this. But something my wife and I do on the regular is we pray together to close the evening. And in those prayers, we speak out loud our appreciations for each other. Like I'll say to the Lord in my prayer out loud while I'm holding my yeah. wife's hand, thank you for giving me Stephanie. Thank you for
so
how she challenges me. Mm-hmm. Thank you for, you know, the blessings of the things she does. And I'll name the yeah. things she does, because acknowledging mm-hmm. the gratitude of what she does on behalf of our family. And this is something we do on a regular basis.
Yeah.
Thanks for today, for her, whatever.
Yeah.
And I allow my prayer to be guided, you know, by the relationship with the Lord mm-hmm. so that it's impacting my human relationship with my wife. Mm-hmm. And then we together will share about what we appreciate about our kids and, you know, what we appreciate about the Lord's blessing
yeah.
Of that we see him. You know, we're grateful for what he's doing in them.
Mm-hmm.
So I just wanted to stop and kind of throw
so
that
good.
Out there that as a...
Yeah, I feel like that's an example of how the physical and spiritual mm-hmm. come together, right?
Yeah.
The prayer is another way to practice that. So good. Another one is more energy and motivation.
Mm-hmm.
I think something that's highly underrated is the brain-body connection. So Amen. When we are in a more optimistic, positive, emotional state, our body is going to follow suit and have more energy for the day ahead of us too. So gratitude is just an example about how powerful that connection is.
So if we come back to what we talked about in the last one,
mm-hmm.
is that when we are expressing gratitude, and we've got to find our ways to do it
yeah.
on an organic level, just authentic, and then also our intentional ways of mm-hmm. expressing it, it increases our mental capacity, which is yep. what you're talking about.
Yep.
Because we are wired to connect.
Mm-hmm.
We are wired to be in relationship mm-hmm. with people. So if we are intentional about the positive elements of how we cultivate those relationships, then it increases our overall capacity, because our mind is being driven by the good things we can dream about, that we can strive to be doing in our day-to-day mm-hmm. basis. But I think every one of us, as a part of this conversation, you and I having it, and
yes.
those listening,
yes.
that when you have negativity and drama in your life,
oh,
you can't think about anything else.
Sucks all
you
of
can't
your
sleep. Yeah. It's a life sucker.
Yes, it is.
Yes, I agree with you. So,
and then the third one that actually ties into this perfectly is when we practice gratitude, our immune function is stronger as well. And that's because gratitude can lower our chronic stress. Mm. Just like you said, gratitude expands our capacity. So stress can't creep in the same way. And this is going to make our body more resilient to illness, which how powerful that gratitude is like a form of medicine.
Yep.
I love that. All right. We're going to now move into the mental benefits of gratitude. A big one is that gratitude reduces anxiety and depression. A medicine, right? So gratitude, what it's doing is it's activating dopamine and serotonin in the brain. And these neurotransmitters, they make us feel calmer and happier. And they interrupt that negative feedback loop that we just talked about that can just suck all the joy from life. But when we intercept it with gratitude, it completely shifts how the brain responds.
I think all this is just, we got a flow going here. There's a
there's a theme.
There is a theme. There's physical elements. There's restful elements. Mm-hmm. There are hormonal elements is what you're really talking about.
Yes.
But it's an attitude. Gratitude is an attitude that we have to choose.
Mm-hmm.
You have to choose it.
It is a choice.
Because the default, like you said, come on, let's be real. Did you hear what? I can't believe that. And there's this angst that comes along with our natural self that we have to really be intentional about in a heart posture. And that's gratitude is an attitude that has to be chosen.
I love that. Okay, this second one, gratitude improves emotion regulation. If you have a middle schooler or a teen, this is something that you probably are seeking out tools to help them navigate their emotional experience throughout this phase of development. So what gratitude is doing, because it helps us focus on the good, it's strengthening our thinking brain and it's helping calm down and create less activity in our amygdala, which is our emotional brain. What this is doing is it's helping us respond thoughtfully and not reactively. So I would even argue that gratitude impacts E plus R equals O.
Events plus response equal outcomes. And we can't always control the events. We can't always control the outcomes, but we can always control the response. But what I love about what you're talking about right now, Gaia, is the fact that we can't just say, you're having a bad day. Be grateful.
Yeah.
It doesn't work that way. So as parents, and what we're doing all the time with our students, those of you listening, your kids, is trying to find ways to shift the narrative that's playing out to get us to gratefulness or a better response, right? So for example, if I'm talking to a student who is just consumed by a drama, it's, all right, let's go do a walk and talk, or let's just shift the conversation seemingly unrelated to just, it's almost like an intervention technique to get them talking about something. Hey, you know what? There's a lot going on right now. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to tell me about, you know, how this went today.
Yeah.
Or find something to shift the conversation to where the attitude gets shifted so that we can then come back to gratitude. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of like an intervention piece. So if you're just like, I know with my kids, it doesn't work. Hey, you're having a bad moment. All right. Hey, you just need to be grateful.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't think that helped.
Yeah. Telling them what to do versus helping them reframe, I think is what you're speaking to, is very powerful and way more effective. Right. I think even if someone else tells me, just be grateful, you like look at them like they have five heads. Yeah. Like,
well, now I want to punch
really?
Them.
Yeah, exactly.
I should have said that, but anyway, it's raw emotion,
it's the
right?
Honest truth. It's honest truth. Exactly. All right. Let's wrap up the mental benefits of gratitude. The last one is it boosts our self-worth. So it really helps us notice our strengths, our value.
Mm-hmm.
And what I love about this is when we share gratitude with others, right? It reminds us who we are.
Mm.
And it reminds us of who God made us to be and the innate value that we have. When we can be so self-critical, gratitude reminds us of what's true about who we are.
Mm-hmm. Do you want to reframe those? Just like, hey, here's what we talked about.
Okay, the
key. No commentary. Just go back through those real quick so that our parents kind of grab it.
Yep. So for the physical benefits, we have better sleep. We have more energy and motivation. We have improved immune function. For mental, we have that it reduces anxiety and depression, improves emotion regulation, and boosts our self-worth. And now, since Jade is an expert when it comes to spiritual health, we are going to jump into what are the benefits of gratitude on our spiritual health and relationship with God?
Well, everything is relationship, as we kind of already mentioned, so I don't need to go too deep, but when we have a heart posture of gratitude towards the Lord, the fact that we acknowledge, it just begins with acknowledgement. Gratitude is going to begin with the acknowledging of you, my maker. Mm. Ultimately, you are the creator. Mm-hmm. You are the designer who's given me to myself. Therefore, I appreciate that. Thank you for all that you've given me in my parents, in my human relationships, in giving us Christ for redemption. To be able to live in the kingdom of God now. We're trying to give these language, this language to our students and to you parents all the time about talking about the kingdom of God and being grateful for that and what it means and how to live in it. And it causes us to be better thinkers and dreamers and collaborators and co-creators with the stuff God's given us. All that, if we take a heart posture, it connects us deeper to the Lord. And that the outflow out of that is deeper relationships with people because we start to see them differently as image bearers of the Lord. So we start to see their stuff and now we can have empathy and compassion. And that begins with an attitude of gratitude. So
I love that. I feel like that's a mic drop. What do I add to that? One thing I was thinking about is for those that don't maybe know where to start with talking to God and their relationship with God, Thanksgiving is such a beautiful starting point. Mm-hmm.
Yes. So here's what I'd like to say to kind of close, I guess, is let's talk about just spiritual practices. Spiritual practices don't have to be just reading the Bible or praying. Mm-hmm. A spiritual practice can be leaving a secret note for your kid to find.
Yes.
Right? In the cabinet, under their pillow, on the bathroom sink, whatever, just like, hey, thinking about you, love you, praying for you, have a great day. I do this with my wife all the time. Getting up early in the morning and maybe going to Lord Prayer, Lord, put on my mind somebody I need to reach out to. Mm-hmm. I have this ongoing text thread with many people where I'm like, hey, dude, thinking about you, praying for you this morning. And I say a prayer for them just to appreciate them. I use the language, I appreciate you a lot. Mm-hmm. That's kind of my language, an expression of gratitude. So what are little tactics, little things toward other people that also help in your relationship with the Lord, because you can't undo them.
Yeah.
What you do for other people is what builds your relationship with God. Yeah. What you do with God develops your relationship with other people.
Yeah.
They are married together. Yep. So little tactics, gave a couple, love to hear from you to kind of close out, but then come up with your own.
Yes, exactly. I love that. I feel like one tactic would just be dinner time, right? Mm-hmm. We talked about the kitchen table. We talked about sharing meals together, sitting down together and sharing gratitude with one another. It's one thing to make a mental note of what you're grateful for, but to share it in community with each other just adds to the whole experience. So I would recommend that. You might want to do a shared journal between you and your child as a form, not just only to communicate with each other, it's multi-purpose, but just like Jade was sharing with like the special sticky notes, there's just ways to show gratitude for your child. Because we all know, parents, that what you model is going to be far more effective than what you say.
Yeah, and be ready because they might write you one day. And man, it's so filling.
Oh, when the tables turn.
So filling.
When the tables turn, it's so special. So there are so many ways to do this. And
I know we're going to close.
Yes.
One last thing to say. This happened this morning.
One more thing.
No, because this is my bad habit. One more thing.
Special.
This morning in the pod, in the eighth grade pod, these three girls were walking through. It was just them in the pod, and I was sitting there waiting for a student to show up. And they were doing their little dance thing they do. You know, because they've always got the music and the dance and stuff, and they were kind of doing it together. And I stopped them. I said, "Ladies, I love how you always have like movement on your mind, your songs on your mind, and you do it together, and it connects you. Keep doing that, please. I love watching it." And the way they all smiled, "Thank you, Mr. Mo." That's gratitude.
I was just going to say, this is where we'll end it.
Yep.
I want parents to know that what we're telling you to do and to curate in your home, we are doing the same here. Our teachers, our faculty and staff, everyone is so intentional about building your child up and offering gratitude for this place and that we all get to learn together. And that's part of what creates the community and culture that we do have. So we are committed to it just as much as you are at home. Jade, can you share our verse of the week as we finish up?
I can. Happy to close this. Psalm 100, verse 4 says, "Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name." Amen.
Amen. So we are going to finish this episode hearing from a couple of students what they are grateful for. But thank you, Jade, for joining me. And until next time, we are in the middle with you.
Hello, I'm a sixth grader here at Oaks, and one thing I'm grateful for is the ability to choose right and wrong. Even in some hard situations, you need the ability to choose right and wrong to choose what's right.
Hello, I'm a sixth grader at Oaks Christian, and one thing I'm very thankful for is my friends and family. And I know that's something very common to be thankful for, but it's very important because they're with you through the hard times, and they just help you get out of it. So I'm very thankful for them. I'm also very, very thankful to be in this school because it's just an amazing school. I can't imagine going to school anywhere else. And as soon as you walk in, everyone's just so kind and they welcome you. And they just honestly make everything better because it's the people at this school that really just make it perfect. And they make me look forward to coming to school. So, yeah, those are two things I'm thankful for.